billions from the IRS in tax credits and audit fines. The Internal Revenue Service allowed undocumented workers to collect $4.2 billion in refundable tax credits last year, a new audit says, almost quadrupled the sum 5 years ago. Although undocumented workers are not eligible for federal benefits, the report released on Thursday by the Treasurer Inspector General for Tax Administration concludes that the federal law is ambiguous on whether these workers qualify for a tax break based on income earned, called the additional child tax credit. Taxpayers can claim this credit to reduce what they owe in taxes after getting refunds from the government. Now, the vagueness of this federal law may have contributed to the $4.2 billion in credits, the report says. The IRS lacks the authority to disallow the claims. Wage earners who do not have Social Security numbers are not authorized to work in the United States, can use what the IRS calls individual taxpayer identification numbers. Often these result in fraudulent claims on tax returns, auditors found. An experienced federal tax practitioner is David Selig. He is a businessman and former Marine. David, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and thank you for having me on your program. It's a real pleasure.
What did you think about this report when it came out?
Well, I want to be very clear, and I want to tell your listening audience that this is not accurate. This isn't even the tip of the iceberg. As a matter of fact, for the past 2.5 years, I have spoken on hundreds of radio stations, on national television. I actually challenged any sitting congressman or senator to refute my figures. The actual cost that we are losing through the illegal aliens on refundable tax credits, and I'll explain it in detail, is approximately $28 billion a year. Now, this is why. Section 152 of the Internal Revenue Code allows illegal aliens who are in this country who obtain a tax identification number, which you don't need any corroboration to get, you just apply it, to deduct dependents who live in Mexico. In other words, if a child lives in Mexico, you can deduct that child. Unfortunately, the system is rife with fraud because the thought was, in Mexico, they do not have the record-keeping systems that we do. Records of children's birth are frequently recorded in churches and such, so we don't hold them to the same standard that we would for many of your listeners who are divorced, perhaps, and are trying to claim one of their children. Section 152 allows for a tax credit of each one of these dependents in the amount of $3,650. That equates, according to the government's figures, and I erred on the side of conservative mathematics, approximately $14 billion a year. However, when you include the earned income credit, a refundable credit, that what happens is by lowering your adjusted gross income with these fraudulent dependents, if you claim 4 dependents and an income of approximately $20,000, you get back almost $12,000 from the federal government that you didn't pay in. And many states match this in part. So the real cost exceeds $28 billion a year. And I can prove it by applying generally accepted accounting principles and by using the government's own figures.
So you say that for each child, an illegal alien can claim
$3,150? $3,650, sir. That's correct. Anyone can make that deduction if you have these children. But there, you can just make the child up. That's the first kick in the patoot. The second one is now qualifying for the earned income credit. What it does is that argument knocks the heart out of that these individuals come here and contribute and pay into the system. See, and I've been saying this for 2.5 years, ever since I concluded this investigation. You are not a taxpayer if you get back more than you pay in.
How did this happen?
Well, it is years upon years of bad ideas compounded. You see, initially, it was a good idea with an unintended consequence. If you ever go into perhaps a minority area where the people are from Latin America and Mexico and such, you will notice a proliferation of tax return prepare services. And the reason for that is Now, most of these individuals would be allowed to have a return prepared for free from the Internal Revenue Service. They make under $40,000 a year or something like that, $42,000, I forget. But they're willing to pay $75, $100, $150 because they get back this big, fat check that they're not entitled to. So they're not victims, they're volunteers. So the whole story that they're just trying to follow the rules is a lie. In fact, it's the second link in a chain of crime. The first crime was breaking into the country. The second was defrauding the taxpayer. Not with a gun, with a pen.
From what you understand, David, is anything being done to clear this up?
You know, they are not. Like I said, I have been very vocal about this, sir. As a matter of fact, I've spoken about this on Fox and Friends, on the Jerry Willis Report, on Fox Business, on any number of these things, on the Tom Hartman Show on the other side of the aisle, a very, very liberal progressive program. And yet, the little glimmers of interest, they fade immediately because people are afraid. You know, I've gotten a great degree of hate mail over the 2 years, but never from an immigrants advocacy group, always from progressives who just don't want me to shout this message because it's true and it's almost impossible to refute.
David, you sound frustrated.
Well, it's a frustrating situation because I have clients who come into my office and they're trying to deduct their children because they're in a divorce and maybe they have custody or it's an agreement, and the IRS says, no, provide us a birth certificate, and they do. Provide us school records, and they do. Provide us immunization records, and they do. And they're still disallowed the deduction because of this bureaucratic labyrinth. It's like a maze. Whereas you can have an illegal do this, no questions asked. They just rubber stamp it with the old imprimatur. Everything's right as rain, and it's got to stop. We need to repeal Section 152 of the Internal Revenue Code. And we need to give the taxpayers fairness. Our elected officials have to be good stewards of our money.
David Selig is an experienced federal tax practitioner and the founder of TrueTaxHelp.com. Thanks so much, David.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, and God bless your listening audience.